Good day, it's Phil Henry here, and today is a encore day featuring Jason J. Delmonico. Do you recall Jason J. Delmonico, the son of Margaret Gray and Frank Gray, singing? He sings like Johnny Mathis. He talks like just this dumb skateboard punk, but then he breaks into song and he sounds, or at least tries to affect the sound of Johnny Mathis. On the show today, Jason J. Delmonico sings an original song that he wrote. Also, Bobby Dooley introduces The Highway to a High Rear End. Can't wait for that. And Hockey Talk with Jeff Dowder, Ted Bell, and Jack Armstrong. It's all here today on this world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jason J. Delmonico. It's a tune that I wrote here just the other day. I'd like to do it for you. This is called Under the Sink. Everybody wants to go outside and have some fun. I'm one of those guys what likes to do that too. Let's go under the sink and see what there is to sniff.
Jason,
Mom, just...
Come on, Jason, that's not funny. Who told
him?
Dad, Jason, I don't want you singing that song at all.
Phil.
Jason, we'll sing it.
You'll sing it?
I mean, we'll hear it another time. It's called what?
Wait. I'm under the sink.
I don't want him singing that, Phil. Do you understand?
I understand. All right, welcome to the Phil Henry Show. And I do apologize for yesterday not being here, but I did, honest to God.
This is a likely story.
No, it's not a likely story. Anybody that's had a bum back in their life, and I know there's a lot of you guys out there that have had that, I'm telling you, I was pulling something. Would you turn it down, bud?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to have it, just have me kind of mix it.
No, I don't need you to mix it, man. Thank you. Anybody that's had a...
Sorry.
Anybody that's had a bad back knows. And I was moving something in the garage, and I should have, I did it the wrong way. You know, I pulled with the arms instead of the whole, you know, the legs is what you're supposed to do. And it was pretty damn painful.
So you were not able to sit down, and we had joke after joke on that one.
Yeah, a lot of people, Mr. Henry. I mean, you walk right into that.
Walk right into what?
When you say you can't sit down.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Jesus.
Well, Phil.
No, not well, Phil anything. So it was difficult because of my lower back. And thank you very much for, you know, other than that, I feel fantastic. I feel in the pink. I've never felt better in my life.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a couple of guests. We actually have, who do we have?
Well, we've got Jeff Dowder, and then we also have Ted Bell. No, I don't know what to...
We got Jack Armstrong, and then we've got Ted Bell and Jeff Dowder. Is that it?
Jack Armstrong and Jeff. What is with Ted Bell and what's with Jeff Dowder all of a sudden?
He's wanting to come on the show a little bit more. He's got some material.
And where are they going to be?
They're at Ted's of Beverly Hills, but first we got Jack Armstrong.
But first there's Bobby.
I know that we have Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Well, are you going to introduce me or am I just walking in here like some creep that came off the street?
No. I'm sorry.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very, very proud to have on our show today with a show called Bobby Dooley's Highway to a High Rear End.
I wanted to say that. She wanted to roll that out, Phil.
Sorry. Why don't you come back? Go out and come back in.
I'm going to go out and come back in.
We're on the air right now. And go.
Hi, everyone.
Wait, I got to hit the music.
Wait for him to hit the music, dear. Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley's Highway to a High Rear End. Thank you. All this week, I'll be giving you tips and pointers on how you, too, can have the tight, high rear end in a pair of slacks. All the women at Western Estates always compliment me and say, Bobby, your rear end is tucked up high. It rides high. It looks good.
Yeah.
So here is tip number one. And again, we'll give you one tip per day all this week. 5 total tips.
It's only 4 days.
What?
It's only 4 days of the... Bobby.
What are you saying?
There's 4 days. It's Tuesday.
Start again. I'll start it again.
Okay, I can't keep screwing around.
Phil.
All right, sorry.
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley with Bobby Dooley's Highway to a High Rear End. All this week, I'll be giving you tips on how you, too, can have a tight, high rear end, one that looks good in a pair of slacks or a pair of jeans. I'm Bobby Dooley, the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and a lot of the ladies at Western Estates, I'm sorry, always say, can we do that again?
No, we can't.
What are you doing, bud? She wants to do it again.
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and this is my highway to a high rear end. All this week, I'll be giving you tips and pointers on how you, too, can have a high rear end riding tight and high in a pair of slacks.
Slacks, dude.
In a pair of slacks. The high rear end with me, Bobby Dooley. A lot of the women at Western Estates always say, Bobby, you look so good in a pair of pants, so trim, and your butt riding high. I'll give you pointers one a day all this week. Here's tip number one. Get some ankle weights, lay flat on the floor on your stomach, and do leg curls, just lifting the ankle weights as close to your butt as you can and then dropping it down on the floor. And if you have a husband like mine, Steve, he's probably going to be standing in the doorway going,
yeah, look at that butt, yeah.
Men, huh? I tell you. I'm Bobby Dooley with a highway to a high rear end. Tomorrow, tip number two.
Okay, bud, you can fade it out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bud's sitting there snapping his fingers.
Yeah, it's great, bud.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bobby. Thank you. Great to have you with us.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted Bell, and I need for you tonight. I just don't want you to come down. I need for you to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills for the Tedibles, for the potatoes, for the Ted. And the National Hockey League playoffs is on the air, yeah.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
And I tell you, Phil, it is an exciting exciting thing to have everybody coming down to Ted's of Beverly Hills for the National Hockey League and the playoffs, which are starting on Thursday night.
Well, the playoffs have been going on, Ted. The playoffs have been going on, Ted, before that.
No, I understand that. But Thursday night, it's the Seattle, we got a special guest here, Jeff Dowder's come all the way over here to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I appreciate you coming in, Jeff, and I appreciate you putting on some, you know, some shoes. I mean, I wear shoes, don't worry. But Jeff's here, he's a big supporter of the, what is it? I'm a supporter of the Seattle Kraken. That was the team, Phil, that I couldn't get the name.
I know, you were doing a promotion last weekend, and you called them the... You thought they were in the NBA?
I let's just move past that if we can. Yeah, the Seattle Kraken is in the National Hockey League. No, I know they are. I got it all wrong. Nonetheless, I'm inviting everybody in the Los Angeles area, everybody within the sound of my voice. If you love hockey, let me tell you what, both of our hockey teams, the Anaheim Ducks and the Los Angeles, not the Ducks, it's the Anaheim Ducks. Yeah, it's the Los Angeles Ducks.
No, it's the Los Angeles Kings.
Los Angeles Kings, the Anaheim Ducks.
Okay, I was right. The Anaheim Ducks and the Los Angeles Kings, they're out of the playoffs. Okay, they're gone. I got it. They're gone. So now's the time to root for the Florida Panthers or the Carolina Hurricane. Oh, and the Vegas Knights. And the Vegas Knights, let me tell you what, I already know who my favorite team is.
All right, Ted, outstanding. And this is an interesting pairing. I don't know that, Jeff, have you ever been to do a Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Mr. Henry, I have on occasion. I don't know that I announced my appearance to Mr. Bell. I came in, was here for a concert. We were over here at the Westman Theater to see Greg Allman when he was alive.
Not after he died, huh?
That's not even funny, man.
That's not funny, General. Oh, my God, the guy's...
Yeah, but, yes, before he passed on, General, we also come over and we've seen Ambrosia, and I see, and then also a band that I've always wanted to see, another band that I came over to see was Jerry's Culottes.
That band's great. They're from the beach, right?
Yeah, they're from Huntington Beach.
What's the name of the band?
Jerry's Culottes.
Jerry's Culottes.
Yeah.
That's a pretty funny name.
Well, I mean, I don't...
Jerry, the culottes is a pair of pants that wits like a dress. I don't know what it is.
Exactly. It's very androgynous, and Jerry's culottes does that kind of music. You can't pin it down, just like if you wear a culotte.
Culottes are just definitely for women, though, but they are like, they're like a pair of shorts, only they're a dress.
I wouldn't know, Mr. Henry. You're asking me.
Well, Jesus Christ, man. What are you laughing at, Phil? My God, you're giggling. You're giggling like a showgirl.
Yeah, you are, Mr. Henry.
How do you define culottes?
They are, yes, like a skirt with a separation between the legs. And you slip into the very comfortable.
Yeah. So, but anyway, this is the name of a band. It's not. It's got not nothing to do with, you know, anything.
No, I understand. Okay. So, having said all of that,
Here's Ted Bell. Bill, we're here to talk about Ted's Beverly Hills, not some of these bands that.
I'm terribly sorry, Ted. So yes, we are here to talk about Ted's of Beverly Hills, where they're going to be featuring the big playoff games, the hockey games. Do you have basketball?
We do have the basketball field, but we're focusing in on hockey. Because I know you're a hockey fan, I know that your listeners, many of them are hockey fans, and I, you know, if you want me to do basketball...
Yeah, we talked to Ted, and he said, well, what do you... And I said, let you do hockey, Mr. Henry.
Why don't you do hockey, Mr. Henry?
We're doing hockey because you talk about it a lot on your show.
Oh, okay, I didn't know it was... I don't know, okay, that's great. I know that we have a lot of fans of hockey.
You know, we do basketball all the time. Every restaurant up and down the... Up and down Wilshire Boulevard is doing the Lakers, and you know, I thought, well, let's try a little something different to do hockey. So, Jeff, why don't you go ahead and talk with us about that? Yeah, I was a big Kraken fan, but unfortunately they lost to the Dallas Stars. And as you know, I was a big supporter of the Seattle Kraken, and they had a playoff run ended against the Dallas Stars the other night in Dallas.
Yeah, the Kraken were a expansion team, and like the Vegas Knights, they went a long way.
Yeah, they did go a long way, and I'd like to, at this time, as you know, Mr. Henry, I was on your program, and I was the first one to say that the Kraken fans are crackheads, that the Kraken, the arena should be the crack house, and it's a Seattle crack.
And you were the first one to do what? He was the first one to use those. Call them crackheads? How is that a compliment?
It's not a compliment, man. It's just I was the first one to do it, is all I'm trying to point out to Mr. Henry. And the audience.
All right, so you were the first one to call the fans crackhead. It's not a very complimentary thing.
Oh, my God. I know it's not a complimentary thing.
Yeah, it is kind of bitching and kind of original.
That's not exactly original.
Why not, man? Here's the thing, Mr. Henry, that I think you're missing. When they called the team the Seattle Kraken, they walked right into it, man. Did you ever hear a song? My dad used to sing a song, walk right in, sit right down, baby, just go ahead and and get into it. I forget how it goes.
Walk right in, sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on.
What?
What?
That's the name of the song.
Okay, well, I mean, that's what I'm saying about... Hey, when you call yourself the Seattle Kraken, you're walking right in, you're sitting right down, and you're just laying your head on the table, and you're going, you know, like you're sticking your tongue up in the air. And
I'm asking you to tell him to quit talking that way. Hey, come on, Jeff.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, Ms. Gray. What I'm saying is, you know...
I know what you're saying. You're saying they asked for it.
Yeah, they asked for it. When they walked in... I'm going to say something here, if I could. Here's Ted Bell. Yeah, my restaurant, but I mean, my segment, but I do appreciate you. I got to agree with the kid here, Phil. The name of the team is the Kraken, and I don't know anything about hockey, and I don't know anything about sports, but I do know that we're going to have a... You know, like I said, we're going to be having... The hockey, with the hockey fans here. But when you call yourself the Kraken, I guess, you know, and there's so much...
I know that there's a lot that lends itself to it, a lot of jokes, and probably the team and the players and everybody in the front office and everybody who's in charge of their promotions and their marketing, they probably heard it all. Yeah, they probably heard every joke about the crack, get up at the crack of dawn, the crack of your ass, go ahead.
Oh my God, I never said anything about the crack of anyone...
We apologize, Ted.
Yeah, this is a paid segment for Ted in Beverly Hills, okay, General? So I'd appreciate it.
I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying.
I understand that. But the Seattle, I'm almost sorry that they're not, you know, playing because we, you know, would have be able to make those jokes. You know, oh, yeah, you can make those jokes if you want, but if you don't know anything about hockey, probably people would... let me have the phone back because you're not talking good. I just want to say people would probably not... like you. Hey, you know what? Get in line for people not liking me. I mean, there's you got a line of people up and down the street that don't like me, that hate my guts. But let me tell you what, I'm Ted Bell, and I always win.
All right, Ted Bell with us. Jeff Dowder is with us. They're going to be doing hockey at Ted's of Beverly Hills coming Thursday night. And it will not be the Kraken. It'll be the Thursday night?
Thursday night, Phil, it's going to be the Florida Panthers, your Florida Panthers. Although, are they your Florida Panthers? Because I've been hearing... that you were dogging them.
Yeah, you were, Phil, and Phil took a load of heat for it on Facebook. And later on, we're going to have Jack Armstrong. Thank you. I was going to announce that.
Yeah, but we are going to have Jack Armstrong. everything.
Well, Phil, you have to admit, you gave up on them.
That's what I heard. You gave up on them and basically lifted your leg to them, if I may say.
I never lifted my leg to them. I just said after they were down 3-1 to Boston, the best team in the league. You know, we've heard this all before, Phil.
Yeah, so this ought to be good. So Thursday night, it's the Florida Panthers and the Carolina, what's it called? It's the Carolina Panthers.
No, the Carolina Hurricanes.
Who?
The Carolina Hurricanes is the name of the team the Florida Panthers are playing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was thinking about the football team. The Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricane will be playing on Thursday night. And the reason I'm here is just to say, in all seriousness, I'm sorry to see the Seattle Kraken go down for the count. I'm sorry to see the Seattle Kraken season slip through the cracks, you know. I'm sorry to see there was a crack in the dreams that they done had. I hope after the game they cracked a beer, and I hope they could sing Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. You know,
maybe they could sit down and have a healthy dump and wipe their crack. I don't need to hear that.
Yeah, see, that's what I was avoiding, that General, being crude and being foul like that.
Yeah, General.
Well, what is it with you and every way to use the word crack?
That's just my thing, okay? That's kind of how I roll tonight.
All right, Jeff, thank you, and thank you very much, Ted, for a little preview of what's happening Thursday night. Friday night is a big game, too.
Friday night, Phil, is going to be the Vegas Knights against the Dallas Stars, Game 1 Western Conference Series, Game 1 Eastern Conference Series Thursday night, the Florida Kraken, not goddammit, it's the Florida Panthers, against the Carolina Hurricanes, right?
Yeah.
And we'll have all of the finger food. We'll have the miniature chickens. We'll have the potatoes. We'll have the tedibles, which we call vegetables, only they're tedibles. We'll have the Ted salad. We're going to have baked Ted teenies, the Tedlet Teds, and a Kansas City broiled Ted. So I...
Yeah.
What's so funny? What the hell are you laughing at?
A Kansas City... 10.
Hey, man. Phil, listen, it's my paid segment.
I know that, but you're kidding me. A Kansas City broiled Ted.
You know what, Phil? I really don't even want to know what you're thinking of right now. A Kansas City broiled Ted. You're probably thinking...
Don't worry about it, Ted. We all look forward to going to Ted's of Beverly Hills for dinner this coming weekend, and of course, for the big...
For the big playoff, the big hockey playoffs. And thanks a lot, Phil, for making crap out of another one of my...
No, I did not, Ted. Come on, I'm having a little bit of fun with you. You got to admit, Kansas City broiled Ted. You name every food in the place after you.
You do, Ted. Everything's named after Ted.
Uh-huh, yeah. And what's my name?
Okay, your name's Ted Bell. There's guys that own restaurants that don't name every food after themselves.
I don't name every food after myself.
Well, Ted, what do you call a chocolate milk Ted?
A chocolate milk Ted.
A chocolate milkshake.
Whatever, man. When you come into my restaurant, okay... and you sit down at my tables and you order from my menu, it's a chocolate milk Ted. And
what if I wanted a bowl of Frosted Flakes?
A bowl of Frosted Ted? Listen to Henry.
I can't hang up on her, can I?
No, you can't.
Okay, Ted. Thank you very much. God bless you. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there Thursday night for the hockey. Thursday and Friday night for the hockey at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Right, folks. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Where?
Ted's
in Beverly Hills.
Of Beverly Hills.
That's it.
Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down and order yourself a chocolate milk Ted, okay? And also an iced Ted. Iced tea if you want. I call it an iced Ted. What about that? Yeah.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted Bell coming up. We have Jack Armstrong, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Folks, this is Jay Sanis at Citizens Auxiliary Police. I got to tell you something. When I'm out on patrol with Citizens Auxiliary Police, when we're out there interdicting violent situations or helping a motorist who might be stranded in some floodwaters, we always love to listen to Phil Henry Show on our Phil Henry Show webcast. With the subscription, a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. Get one for a month or for a year. And even though much of the humor is directed at me and they make fun of myself and my sub-commanders calling us a bunch of weenies and frisbeeing our pith helmets into gutter water, we love it. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription today. Shit.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil's special guest, Jack Armstrong, with a report on the big hockey games.
We're doing hockey tonight.
I know. I think you're overdoing it.
A little bit too much hockey, don't you think?
No, I don't. There's too much hockey. What the hell are you talking? What else is there to talk about?
Well, I mean, Mr. Hendry, there's a number of different political issues.
Now, we're into the hockey. I like talking about hockey, tough stuff. We have Jack Armstrong with us.
Hi, Phil.
I'm sorry. Jack Armstrong joining us from Scooters down in, where is he?
Santa Barbara.
In Santa Barbara. Hey, Jack, got you on the line here. Great to talk to you. And you're going to be covering the Florida Panthers, right?
That's correct, Phil. I'm going to be, basically, I'll be here in the Southern California area. I'll be going to the different sports bars, talking to the different fans, but covering not only the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, but then on Friday night, I will also, me too, you'll see me too, at Ted's of Beverly Hills for the Dallas Stars and the, what do you call them?
Vegas Knights.
The Vegas Knights.
You know, Jack, you by now you ought to know the name of these teams.
I know the name of the teams. It's just that it's very crowded in here. You know, I tried to give the atmosphere of being in a sports bar. What do you want? I'm sitting right here. I'm talking on a podcast. I tried to get the atmosphere here of a regular sports car. Sports car. I got people bumping into me. And sometimes you're going to forget.
I understand, Jack. All right, so a lot of people giving us grief because we're covering hockey, but now, and you know me as a longtime Laker fan.
I know you used to love the Lakers, and you had season tickets to the Lakers. Why did you give up on the Lakers? I'd like to know why.
I didn't give up on the Lakers so much as I got bored with the Lakers. What do you want from me, man?
Oh boy!
Bored with the Lakers. What's your story, pal?
Just did, man. I mean, I want to move on to something else. Do you mind? I spent all of my life following the Lakers, cheering for the Lakers, loving the Lakers. I had season tickets during the Showtime period. You know,
I know, Phil, with Magic Johnson and Michael, what's his name?
Cooper and Pat Riley and all of the cats there, you know.
Yeah, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or
you know what his name is, bud.
I'm sorry, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is his name, okay?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's what you mean. Like, I love Dick when he thinks he knows what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's name. He thinks he knows what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Sorry, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But we're talking hockey, bud. That's what we're talking about now.
Yeah, but I just find it interesting. You've just abandoned the Lakers. I haven't abandoned the Lakers, okay? I've just gotten interested over the last couple of seasons since I've been hanging out with Jackie. I've gotten interested in hockey. I remember Uncle Neil loving the Florida Panthers. So that's where that's at, okay? Don't take it so seriously.
All right. But you used to be the biggest homer.
You were a big homer, Phil.
Oh, I guess I'm not anymore.
What does that mean, a big homer? She just call you like a big homo?
No, she did not. Homer, as in a guy that roots for the home team.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
okay, so tell me about the Florida Panthers.
Well, the first thing, Phil, that I have to tell you, David Hall is supposed to be calling in.
I got David Hall here in line six.
David Hall. David?
Yeah, Phil, I'm joining Jack here because I wanted to make sure that we give you a little bit of a, excuse my language, Margaret, we give you a little bit of a ball bust on the Florida Panthers, which you said these guys stunk to high heaven.
Okay.
You know, you did. You said they stunk and that they weren't going to go anywhere and they weren't going to get past the Boston Bruins. Right, David. And I said to David, I was kind of wetting my chops and licking my lips, you know, to get in here and tell you, you know, excuse me, Phil, what an idiot to say that the Panthers... We're not going to go nowhere. Look at them now. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Who picked them to get past Boston?
No. No, you can't do that, Phil. Everybody who's in the Florida Panther, everybody that supported the Panthers wanted them to win, okay? And it doesn't make any difference on who picked them to get past Boston. Everybody was pulling for them instead of you. You were the guy that was saying they stink, they're not going to get past Boston. Thanks a lot. Bill Zito sucks. This guy Maurice sucks. And the team sucks.
I didn't say anything about Bill Zito sucking.
No, you did, mister. You said that Zito dismantled a great team, and he turned them into the Jimi Hendrix experience, man. That's what they did.
Into the Jimi...
Yeah, that's right. I gave him that. Say it better. The Jimi Hendrix experience. That's what you said the Florida Panthers were.
I never said anything like that, but...
Look, Phil, the point being, I wanted to make sure that Jack got in here and gave you a thorough ball-busting. You know,
all right, David, we heard you the first time.
You know, Margaret, excuse me, this is a show for men, okay? I know a lot of women like this show, but this is a show for men. And
David, I don't want any more than Margaret does, a whole lot of this ball busting this and S-word that and...
All right, Phil, we got it.
Okay, Mom, sorry to offend you.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm just telling you, Phil, that you... That in the words of Robert De Niro in Copland, you blew it. You blew it. When you turned on the Florida Panthers like you were some wild, flesh-eating hyena, and the Panthers were an infant laying in a bassinet. David Hall, haul out.
Hey, David.
No.
He's the only man within our universe that can hang up on himself, right?
Yeah. David G. Hawley, president of Syndication. All right. You still there, Jack?
Yeah, I think I could have said it better than what Mr. Hall said. That you turned on the Florida Panthers like they was an infant in a bassinet in the desert, and you were a flesh-eating hyena, and you went, yeah, on the poor infant of the Florida Panthers.
No, I did not. You guys are crazy.
Come on, Phil. Give it up. You know as well as I do, and everybody on Facebook,
whatever, okay? People out there know. Hey, you know, I'm going to say it again. Who picked them to get past Boston?
What do you mean by that, Mr. Nate?
Yeah, what are you talking about? What am I talking about? The first series was against the Boston Bruins, the team with the best record in hockey in the history of the National Hockey League, the most points in the history of the National Hockey League. Everybody picked the Boston Bruins to blow right past the Florida Panthers, and they went out to a 3-1 lead. Who the hell was picking the Panthers?
Well, you know...
Hey, let me tell you, who the hell was picking the Panthers? I picked the Panthers. I picked the Panthers to go all the way in the National Hockey League.
Bull, you know you did not.
Yes, I did. Well... I did. I do now.
You do now because why?
God, Mr. Henry, you do now because why? I do now because they made themselves, you know, because they're good and they're going to get gooder. I mean, they're going to get better. You can see. You wait and see.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're talking about, man. You know about as much about it as Mr. Henry does.
Oh, my God. He just defended you, Mr. Henry, because, frankly, you think so, man? Let me tell you what, I didn't give up on the Florida Panthers, but Mr. Henry, he done did that.
All right, look, I think Phil's point is he gave up on the Panthers at a very logical time, down 3-1 to the Boston Bruins, and you say you still believed in him. I don't believe you. I don't believe it either.
Yeah, I think you're lying. You're lying. You're a liar.
What are you talking about, man? Oh, you're right? Why would you not believe me?
Hey, Jack, if you say that's what you did, then okay, I believe you. Just don't start climbing all over me because I gave up on the Panthers and they're down 3-1 to the Boston stinking Bruins.
Well, you know, there's a thing in life, Mr. Henry, called the fairweather fan. And that's the fan that will follow the team when the sun is out and the sky is blue. And there's a fragrance in the air that just warms your heart. But then there's the team... Then there's fans that turn away from the team when it's raining and it starts to stink in the area that they're playing in. Maybe there's been a sewage dump and they go, no, no. And they get in their car and they drive away. They drive away from their team. That's the kind of guy you are. And the kind of guy that I am.
Oh, okay. So when the team stinks.
Can I finish, please?
Go ahead.
When there's a stink about them and the sewage, I stay there knee deep in the sewage and I watch them play. Because that's the kind of guy that Jack Armstrong is.
What a load of horse dung.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot, General. You know what?
Oh, come on. You stand knee-deep in the sewage. No, but you know what? You barely know anything about hockey.
Yeah, that's right, Armstrong. You come on here all the time. Mr. Henry's got to teach you half the time.
I'm getting better all the time, and I'm getting stronger all the time at the hockey. And I'm going to make a prediction right now. You guys go ahead. You hold me to this, that the Florida Panthers will play in the Stanley Cup playoff.
You're not going to predict they're going to win or not. What about a prediction about how they're going to do?
No, that's just the Florida Panthers will play in the Stanley Cup playoff. Who wants to bet me? I bet you $1,000.
I'll bet you.
See, that just proves that you hate them.
No, I don't hate them. I'm just going to go ahead and make it interesting. I'll bet you. You're going to bet this man $1,000 that the Panthers will not qualify for the playoffs, that Carolina will beat them.
You know what, Henry? You're not winning yourself any fans in Miami.
Look it, man. The Panthers are having a hell of a season. They're having a Cinderella season. This little Carolina Panther, this Carolina Panther team, badass.
Oh, yeah, right. You know nothing about them.
You don't know nothing about the Carolina Panthers. You're pretending like you know and you're going badass. Yeah, the Carolina Panthers, badass.
That's what I'm saying. They're badass. And they're going to beat the Florida Panthers. That's what I said.
For $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000.
You.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
That's right.
Okay, Jack, the best of luck to you. Love you, and we'll see how this thing plays out, and thanks for covering the hockey for us this year.
every year. Jack Armstrong, always covering the hockey. And remember, Jack, you can't spell Jack Armstrong without hockey. Well, there's no O. Hold on. There's a C and a K. And it's,
thanks a lot, Jack.
No. Wait. You can't spell Jack Armstrong without hockey. There's a J, a C.
You could almost spell jackass with Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen, with the hockey report.
All right. Well, here we go, man. So Thursday night, huh?
Yeah, Thursday night at Ted's in Beverly Hills and Friday night.
The Teddables.
The Ted and all that other.
And thank you, Bobby Dooley, for I've Got a High Rear End or whatever.
It's Bobby Dooley's Highway to High Rear End.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Podcast One. I'm Bud Dickman reporting.
You know? Yeah, it's good, man.